Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma cut some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass. And inconspicuous by his absence is my man for all the time. So, y'all know how we gonna do it. We still gonna kick back, relax, have a little fun tonight. You know, get the ball rolling. You know how we do. A little peace of mind tonight. All right, check it out. Candy, what's going down?
What's up? How y'all today?
Oh, we good. I'm good. Bob time. He may not be here. You know how that be.
Right.
Okay, so somebody else on the line. What's happening?
What's up? It's Dragon.
Dragon, what's happening? About to breathe fire this week.
Huh?
So you breathing fire this week, man? What's the deal?
Yeah, man. You know how I'm ready to get it in, man.
Hey, Jack, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right, boy. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I remember last week.
Hey, all I can say is it tastes like candy, man.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Okay. She just kicking in, so evidently, hey. Candy.
All I'm saying is.
All right, hold on. Y'all ain't gonna just sit there and keep pleading the fifth on me now.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I can't say nothing.
Come on.
I'm on strict rules and regulations around here.
Oh man, okay, look, Candy, what's going down?
Yeah,
I'll let you boy.
Are we the only ones on here?
Why would we get it going?
No,
it's like it.
Y'all met up.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
I mean, didn't he say it tastes just like candy?
I'm speechless.
So was I.
Oh, wow. Dang, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing? How's your name?
What's up now?
Hey.
Going on.
Before we get any further, y'all, you know we got to give this name a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Yeah, she over the hill now.
Yeah, I just turned 30.
Oh, well.
Okay. Before we go any farther, we do gotta give a happy birthday to my girl Slick Beck. You know, Slick Beck, she doing her thing. One of our faithfuls.
Happy birthday.
We're gonna have to get there this weekend, man. You know we're gonna get it in. You know how we do.
Right.
But now Janine.
Yes.
Candy holding out on us. Her and Dragon, they done met up.
Is this gonna be the conversation of the night?
I'm missing you.
Right. You ain't miss nothing.
I wasn't that late. What did I miss?
Right. Let me bring you up to speed. Let me bring you up to speed. Dragon say she tastes just like candy.
What? Does she now?
I know. Yeah, Bumble Clock Lobster.
So we got a real connection out of Sin City.
Exactly. This is our first connection. In a long time, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's nice. Candy, you tell it back and you relax.
Man, she's speechless.
Right.
That's what I said.
Dragon, man, her speechless up in this mood.
Ooh-wee.
You know.
Candy. Yeah.
Candy, can I ask you a question?
Uh-oh. I said I played the fifth.
I'm just saying that when you woke up the next morning, was it one of those peaceful, tranquility type waking up, like, or was your inner voice talking to you, asking you,
use a hoe, use a hoe.
Really, dog?
Did you get nasty like that? I mean, which one was it? Was it that peace and tranquility, or you woke up saying that to yourself?
No, I ain't no hoe.
Damn right.
I mean, you probably just did some stuff with hoe like tendencies.
Oh, ooh. My goodness.
All right.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I ain't too far off you, Dragon. I mean, was it that subtle, sweet, romantic type of shit, or was you hitting it with that?
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
You know, that's that attitude where you just go, you're going just ballistic at it.
It started off on one thing and led to something else. Let's put it like that.
Okay. Shit, I'm feeling good here. Sin City, your boy. Sin City, the main connection. I feel good. But I'm for real, man. Hey, Dragon, I could tell when you pulled up what she was thinking. Was she fresh out the shower?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know what she did. You know what she went in there and used, right? You know what she did, right?
What?
Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
He's got food with that vinegar. You know, I was messing with you, Candy, baby. I had the best with you. I had the teasers. All right, y'all. Okay. Before we even get into the show, is it that thing right there, or, you know, y'all cool?
What you mean? Is motherfuckers right, trying to take it to another level or?
Right.
Shit, I don't mind taking it to 11,000. It's on her.
Okay, so you ain't gonna make her take the pictures down, are you?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. My dog. My dog.
I ain't like that.
Dragon, I knew I liked you for some reason. I knew I liked you.
There's more to come.
Oh, she said you ain't even got all that shit yet.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Shit.
You was holding back. You was holding back, Candy. She still got more to come.
All right, then.
I got a top of the knees touchers. What you talking about?
Drag on. She finna make you shit. I can see next time you come over there, Dragon, you gonna be like,
shit.
All right,
y'all. We're gonna
have a little fun with y'all, but hey, that's what's up, man. If we can ever make something jump off here, Sin City, hey, we all for it. But hey, check this out, y'all. With that being said, now we just gonna have to pass the speakers. Now let's just say, Dragon, Candy, y'all hit it off. Everything going good, and I almost called her the lesbian lover. The Lebanese lover. We're going to use her as an example.
The who?
The Lebanese lover. That's Candy's girl. That's Candy's homegirl.
Okay.
Now, let's just say you come over, Dragon, and she's just talking real reckless, man. She's just over there real reckless.
Now you talking about the friend, not Candy, right?
Yeah. The friend just talking real reckless to you. Now, you know, Dragon, you seem like you a stand up guy, but you seem like you don't take no shit off nobody neither. Now, I mean, you put her in her place, man. You let her know, all right, hold on. You know, you disrespected, you overstepped your bounds, and Candy jump in, and Candy takes her girl's side. What do you do? What do you do in a situation like that, Dragon?
What do I do in a situation like that? I'm going to let her have it and ride out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let her friend leave. You know what I'm saying? Because if I didn't got into it with her, you know what I'm saying, I don't hit no women. And I ain't going to get hit by no woman. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to leave. Let them do their thing. And, hey, she gone. She's like, yeah, then I come back, then we gonna have to have a talk. Cause you know, I'm type motherfucker, ain't nobody finna disrespect my woman in front of me. Or disrespect my woman,
right,
period, and I find out about it. There's gonna be some GM checking going on if that shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, I'm gonna step, you know, like, man, she bogus for what she said out of her mouth, you know what I'm saying? And then you jump on her side, I thought it was me and you, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I ain't got no
problems with, you know what I'm saying, your girl or whatever. She just got a little reckless out of her mouth. You need to, you know, talk to her, let her know. You might, I can deal with the playing around and all that shit, but certain shit I can't deal with.
Where Bubbles going? Baby, you in the shower? Up in your tub? I'm like, I ain't pressing no sound effect. What was them bubbles popping?
That was my phone. My bad.
Oh, okay. God damn, boy, you gotta blow them bubbles. God damn. God damn, Jags is a bad motherfucker, boy. God damn. All right, well, ladies, I'm gonna hit y'all with the same question. I'm gonna start with you, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
your girl talking reckless. I mean, she talking reckless. Now, it might be some shit that you may have told her, so the shit she might be saying may be true, but she talking reckless. What do you do?
I'll put her in her place. I mean, she ain't just gonna be talking to my man like that. So, and it don't matter where we at. It don't matter if we at our house. It don't matter if we at her house. You know, and if she don't like it, we'll leave. You know what I'm saying? It depends on where we at. But she definitely ain't gonna be doing it at our house where we live. So that's just like our house.
Some people get a little loose. Some people get a little loose. They get that oil, let them get a little loose.
She can lose herself right on out the door.
Okay. All right, Candy, what about you? I mean, now what she's saying is true. She and that, you know, the first thing she's going to throw up is, girl, I'm trying to take up for you.
Well, I mean, I'm a grown-ass woman. I take up for myself. But, ain't nobody got to disrespect my boo.
That's right, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, our point of talking to a friend is just to have a conversation. And maybe sometimes, you know, as women, we do that. But that don't mean you have the right to come approach my guy, you know, about my situation. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Me and
right.
him don't have no problem communicating with each other. So you don't
right.
have the right to, you know, come talk to him about nothing we talk about anyway.
That's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, a lot of times,
some people don't follow that rule.
Right, I think you're going to agree with me. I think it's more, and I know some guys out there that do it too, but I think that category falls the majority of the women.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have nigga friends that have done that, but their attentions was totally different. They was trying to break motherfuckers up because they wanted what a nigga had, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I check a motherfucker quick on that shit. Hey, Joe, if I tell you something, that's between me and you. I don't need you going fighting my fucking battles for me. I'm a grown-ass man. I can fight my own shit. Now, you didn't start some shit that you didn't have to start by running your motherfucking mouth. I wasn't supposed to tell you nothing. I'm confiding in you because you're my boy. You're supposed to shut the hell up. Not run your mouth.
That's what the number one rule is. And like I said, for the most part, I don't think that you have a lot of guys that do it, but you do got some.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, the ones that do it got hidden agendas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
That's women too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
They try to, they see what you got and be like, let me, you know, they want to see, well, why is she with him, you know, or whatever. So they want to. You know, yeah. If you're doing that too.
Okay. I'm glad y'all brought that up because I see that y'all smart enough to see through that. But like I said, I'm not trying to make this a man versus woman thing, and I'm not trying to, like, we're more superior or whoever. But I just do believe, I truly do believe, like, you really can't go to a dude, like, I can't go to you dragging, like, hey, man, you know, man, yeah, you went on Candy Crib, but shit, man, you know, motherfucker be talking about she fucking such, you know, you're going to be like, oh, okay, what the fuck you telling me for? You know what I'm saying?
All
right, fuck you coming to me with this shit for?
Nigga, I don't need to hear all that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Keep that to yourself,
man. But you got women, it's like I say, I'm glad y'all made the point that y'all can see through that, but I'm pretty sure y'all know women that will sit there and cater to it like, what? You know, like, really? Like, he did that? Mm-hmm. I mean, perfect example. And I think I've told this story before, but, you know, I remember when I was with my kid's mother, you know, they were saying, you know, her friend was like, girl, you know, he doing this, he doing that, he's supposed to be talking to this girl, he's supposed to be talking to this, that girl. So, you know, she's like, oh, really? So now, it wasn't even her friend, it was her friend's cousin. Was like, girl, I just seen Kaz at such and such house, and this other dude came in, and they was finna fight. Now, she calls my kid's mother at the time, you know, well, I'm just gonna say my girl at the time. She calls my girl at the time, and I'm in the bed with a temperature of 103. Never walked back out the house. Once I came home from work, I never walked back out the house. Now, the girl was like, so she like, he over there right now? They like, yeah, he over there right now. Okay. Now, I'm laying there, and I'm like, who is that? So she tell me what they said, and I'm like, what? Like, really? They like, yeah, they said you over there fighting some dude right now. You and the dude just got into a fight. Okay. Now, I'm looking at her like, okay, you see, that's a lie. And mm-hmm. I bullshit you not. That Monday, I went to work. Do you know, old girl came and got my girl, and they confronted the girl?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Confronted her. You supposed to be talking
to her. When you was in the bed.
In the bed with her. I'm sitting down like, you know, and my boss, and it was so crazy because I worked out there, and my boss, my boss was such a cool boss. She was like, okay, you know, old girl that came up here saying that your baby mama that came up here talking crazy, you know, I'm supposed to write you up for this. You ain't supposed to be messing with the tenants anyway. And she like, go get this straight. You go straighten this out. So I go to her and I said, how the fuck could you go to somebody if I'm in the bed? You knew that was a lie off the bat. So it's just like, I'm like, why do women fall for that? I mean, is it the fact that y'all don't trust a man anyway, or is it like, I don't know, what is it? I mean, can anybody tell me?
I mean, well, she knew it was a lie, but so I guess it was the fact that she was trying to prove a point to the girl, like, I know you was lying, like they was gonna try to beat up or something. I don't know.
No, she questioned her, like, is you talking to him? Is you and him supposed to be talking?
Oh,
what's going on?
Still?
Yeah, she still went and questioned the girl. Now, I'm looking at her like, okay, they just told you I was over there fighting a guy, and I'm laying
mm-hmm.
right next to you with a temperature of 103. I'm looking at you telling you to take me to the hospital. Now, somebody that told you I'm outside fighting, and you're literally touching me. You're touching me while you're talking. It was like you don't know I ain't there. I want a mirage. I want just a figment of your imagination. I'm sitting right there.
Well, she didn't trust you then. That was just that.
Man, that was like the ultimate.
It's like, so, because now anybody could say something different. Well, it might not have been that day. It could have been another day.
You know what?
That's what she said.
It wasn't that day. It was another day.
Exactly. She could have called the lady after, you know, she talked to her for that second right in front of you. And she was like, it couldn't have been today because when you validate, you see what I'm saying? You give her validation that you're interested in what she's talking about. So now she, you know, now all she got to do is change it up. Oh, he just say, well, that must have been the other day they was talking about me and he got into a fight.
But my whole thing is, why would you even, I'm like, wow. Okay, I hear the joke.
Like,
I hear the joke.
Like,
can we turn down just a little bit?
Hell with that reminiscence.
Right. I'm a Jodeci fan, too. I love Jodeci, too. But can we turn down just a little bit? I understand somebody trying to get somebody in the mood.
You got to
come on back. You need to come on back this way tonight.
Really? Oh, my God. All right.
That's funny.
I heard that. Whatever you need. Hello. Dragon, you, boy, you in trouble.
Really?
Hey, man, but I like that kind of trouble shit. That's the kind of trouble you get. That's the kind of trouble you don't mind getting into.
Not at all.
That's
the
kind of trouble you're supposed to be in.
Yep.
Like I said, man, I don't know, man. I just was really, like, at a loss when, you know, it's like, how do people let all these strange people come in and just tear things down for them? I mean, and like I said, I think we all in agreement when we say this shit. All these motherfuckers, for the most part, you know they got ulterior motives.
Right.
Hell, the girl my ex-husband used to mess around with, I knew he was sleeping with her, and I still didn't want to hear shit she had to say.
Damn.
I just don't feel like,
knew it, like
I don't want to hear it. I don't need you to say, come calling me, telling me nothing about somebody I'm with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, regardless of the disrespectful piece of it, it's just like, how you about to tell me about somebody I live with day in and day out? I know he cheating. You see what I'm saying? Why do you feel like you need to call and tell me that?
So y'all will end it?
So she can move him in?
If we ain't ended it by now, then evidently it's going to end when we say it's going to end. You know what I'm saying? Your word is not going to push it no faster.
Well, I'm not. She might have thought it was.
Yeah, I guess she did.
Mm-hmm. I guess she did. Oh, goodness.
I mean, even when she set you up, and that's why I don't even understand how men be with women like that. My thing is, if you're going to cheat, I mean, be with somebody who's not going to be disrespectful, who's not going to be, you know, trying to fuck your shit up. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you choose to do, you know what I mean? But, you know, for her to call his wife and set him up, have him waiting at a hotel, thinking that she on her way, but she calls me to let me know that he waiting at a hotel for her. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? All I could be like is, the bitch told. The bitch was dope. Like, this bitch really do this?
So why would y'all want to even continue to be with somebody like that? That's why I don't understand. I mean, maybe that's the part I don't get.
You know what? And I think I can answer that one.
Okay.
We're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Harriet, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what, we think that we have all this power and control. We do. I mean, honestly, we do. We think that we have all this power and control, and that these people ain't gonna do nothing, or she ain't gonna do nothing to hurt me. She said she loved me. You know,
mm-hmm.
But in reality, we don't be looking at like, okay, this motherfucker's unstable. She's not thinking properly, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, hey, I'd be lying to you if I say that it ain't never happened to me. Because I'm sitting there like, okay, I've been in a situation where a motherfucker, I would tell his mom, like, she would just call, like, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm telling her, well, I just finished doing this, that, and the other, and I'd be goddamn. Well, I just got a phone call from this girl that says she know everything you doing. She said, you just finished doing this, that, and other. wait a minute. And then you call, like, hey, bitch, what would you just do? And the motherfucker told me, oh, my girl mother, that must be my girl doing that. That's your girl doing that. Well, you need to beat this bitch ass.
Right. Like, right. Your girl calling my girl phone.
And in my right mind, I mean, in Dragon, you probably can attest to this too. Nah, I should have been in my right mind, you know, like, bitch, you stop lying. But I wasn't. I'm like, okay, you need to check your girl. You don't check your motherfucking girl. Motherfucker, bitch, you did that. You did this shit.
Need to check yourself.
Right. Then the motherfucker's going to say, and this is the part that got me. I said, so you just going to just do this? Yeah. And got an attitude because my girl at the time was like, bitch, you ain't shit. I mean, she went in on her. Called the kids ugly and everything. Just went in on her. But yeah. She's like, I'm ready to fight. I'm sitting up thinking, like, who you ready to fight? Why are you ready to fight? Now she being disrespectful. Well, who started it?
Mm-hmm. She being disrespectful. You called her about her man.
Exactly.
Shit, I could be disrespectful all the fuck I want to. You calling my phone about my household.
Right. So I'm sitting there like, and you know, I had to look at myself, and I said, Kaz, you a stupid motherfucker. You didn't see the writing on the wall?
But after that happened, did you go back? So that's my question.
You know what?
No.
This is Sin City. We're going to be honest. I'm going to be honest.
You went back.
I did hit it again. I did.
And 100 with you. Like you said, yeah, I can attest to that's been happening to me. But I, after she called my girl, and I had to sit here and go through the third degree and all this bullshit, I ain't want to fuck with the bitch no more.
Well, she called me a major ass. I felt like I deserve. Wait a minute, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Big Mike? Now, Dragon, I got to tell you, you're 110% right. There was no reason. There's no explanation. All I can tell you is I felt like I deserved it. You finna, for what you just put me through, you finna suck the fuck shit out of me today. Now,
did she go tell her
stupid?
That?
No, and she didn't tell that one. She didn't tell that one.
Okay.
She didn't tell that one, but I just, and Dragon, I you're 110% right, dog. There was no way on God's green earth I should even say anything. I shouldn't even breathe on this bitch. But I did. It was only one last time, though. And I was playing that guy. Bye, bye, baby. Bye.
Oh, shit. Really? Playing that bye, bye, love?
Yeah. Good. Bye, baby.
Leave my key on the dresser, baby.
Yeah. I mean, so to answer your question, it's just pure it's just pure stupidity. Some men just get stupid. Okay. I'm gonna tell you now. I mean, maybe I'm the only guy. I don't think I am, but I mean, I'm willing to admit it. Pussy can fall. Pussy tail falls up your moment of clarity. You're like, okay, I know it's wrong. I know I'm not supposed to do this, and I know there's a good chance I'm gonna get Look at her. She is bent up. Oh, fuck it.
Really?
Yeah, hey, man. I mean, it happens. I mean, you know, I mean, a dragon. And never have pussy ever followed up your moment of clarity.
Yeah, I can't say it hasn't. It has, but, you know, you, in some instances, you know what I'm saying, you got to sit and think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, if she did this once, there's a possibility she might do this shit again. So,
yeah, but see,
why I'm going to put myself in that. In some instances, it depends. Like, okay, I'll break it down to you. Let's say, you know what I'm saying, okay, your girl got five pussy, but she got bad head. This chick got bad pussy, but got five head. So, you know, you might, that like you said, that clarity is going to go out the window. Like, man, I want some head, but your head game ain't tight. So go to the head game that's tight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can't say it hasn't. Yeah, it's been fucked up many moments of clarity for me, but I came to grips with, you know what I'm saying, some of that shit ain't worth it.
You're right. And, I mean, like I said, I'm just lucky that she didn't just go in. Like, yeah, motherfucker, yeah, he came back and, like, oh, shit, I don't even know how to explain this.
Man, I done had stalkers, man. Stalkers, like, I'd be at work. I get off of work, she's sitting outside in the car waiting for me. The hell you doing here? It's my dog. Come on, man. You can't do this.
I think I've only had one. I've only had one stalker. One that I can actually remember. I mean, only one person comes to mind when it comes to that stalking. She was horrible.
But what I think is, like, I feel different to me with men and women. Because, I mean, as women, we understand what y'all be saying. You know, y'all see a foul woman, shit, y'all want to fuck her. I understand that. What y'all don't understand is we go through the same shit. I think men don't understand that.
We understand.
We cooking dinner, a dick popping our head. Oh, I love that shit.
Damn, potatoes is extra whipped. What the fuck was you thinking about? You cooking?
Right? What? These motherfuckers extra good today? What the hell?
Right.
I mean, well, I know.
Why is my steak cut in the shape of a dick?
Hey, if I get that shit tomorrow, you could have a long, drawn-out talk. I'm getting a steak in the shape of a dick. Something wrong.
Right. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I wasn't even paying attention.
I bet you wasn't.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I guess the difference is, I mean, we just think about things. We think about things, and the outcome, I think, is what we think about first.
Mm-hmm. I guess she might be right there, because sometimes that fucking second head takes over and you can't control it. That it's got a mind of its own. It's true.
I blame a lot of that on, you know, you and, you know, your upbringing. I mean, you can't say, well, shit, he made me do it or she made me do it.
I mean, because really, I really feel like if a woman do it, by the time she get to a point where she does it, she don't care. That's how I feel with most women. I ain't going to say all, but with most women, when they get to that point, when they just cheating on you and it ain't no problem, they don't care no more.
Now, let me ask this. I've seen a situation where you have a woman that's like, okay, let's just say you're in a relationship, she's in a relationship, right?
Okay.
Now the woman says, well, we need to end this. We need to end this. You know, you need to go your way. I need to go my way.
Okay.
So, you know, the man goes his way. But then the woman gets upset with him because he's no longer pursuing her. I'm like, okay. And it's like, oh, you can't say nothing to me. You can't talk to me. But you ended this. How do women get upset about things like that?
I'm trying to understand the situation.
Okay, let's just
I'm
say
trying
this.
To understand just, the situation.
Okay, let's just say me and you were in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're married, I'm married.
Okay.
You tell me, you say, Cass, you know, the situation's getting too deep. You know,
mm-hmm.
you need to go, you know, I need to just leave you alone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, all right, fine. If that's mm-hmm. how you want it, so be it. So now, mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with you. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I may speak to you. I may be cordial, high and by, but let's just say if we're out in the club or something. No, my interest is went someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And you get an attitude. You start getting mad. You get the going off, you know. And I mean, you really just really being really aggressive about it. Now, is that a definition of wanting your cake and eating it too? Because it's like you already said that you didn't want this no more, but then you still mm-hmm. want me to chase you.
I think in that particular situation, I think maybe she wanted out of her relationship, but because she knew the situation was so difficult, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she was trying to test you to see what you was gonna do. I don't know.
Well, now see. I don't know. I don't know. It was one of these reality shows I glanced at today. That's where I got this from. But she was like, you know, she wasn't dealing. She like, well, you know, she didn't want to deal with the guy. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they ran in the same circle, you know. And he kind of sent his attention to, I'm not going to say her friends, but people
mm-hmm.
in that same circle. And she was just like getting in his face. I mean, you know, they in public. She getting in his face, like, you know, what are you doing? And you know, like, damn. Or when he speak to her, she be like, oh, get the fuck away from me.
Mm-hmm.
He like, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? And, you know, and you know how they cut to the little segments where they actually had them talking. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, the audacity of him. How in the fuck he just going to stop? You know, I ended this. How he just going to just go to somebody else like I'm not even there? You ended it. You just said you ended it. What is he supposed to do?
But is he talking to somebody like in her circle, one of her friends or something like that?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm saying. I think they like run in it. I just glanced at it. I only glanced at it for a hot second. But for what I did see, like, they were in a club, and I mean, I'm not gonna say that these people were like her home girls or nothing like that, but I think it's like a place where they just like all went out, and you know, he was over there with some other people dancing and talking and having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
obvious,
she like
first off, that she still wanted to be with him, but I think the whole situation must have gotten too much for her. So it's like even though they know they can't be with you or they can't have you or whatever because of whatever situation y'all in. They can't be with you. Y'all can't be together. You see what I'm saying? But she don't want to see him be with nobody else. It's like,
hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What up, what up?
What's up, who this, Drew?
Yeah.
What's good?
Hey, Drew.
What up? Hey, what's up, what's up?
That's how I take it. I mean, especially when you just break up with somebody. I mean, you don't want to see them with somebody else. I don't know why y'all broke up. Y'all feel just don't feel like that.
Well,
I mean,
my thing is,
that's just like if a man breaks up with a woman. You don't want to run away and see her everywhere you go with some other nigga.
Okay, so but now here's my thing. If you, if me and you got if everything, cause dude, like man, I thought everything was great between us, you know. And now you walk away from me. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just sit there and chase you? But and her thing is, she wanted him to chase her. That's what I got out of it. You
yeah.
just want a motherfucker to chase you. And you know, but then, you know, as soon as he say, well, fuck it, he ain't chasing you, you get attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's the definition, having your cake and eating it too. Nah, bitch,
yeah.
you're doing too much.
Mm.
All right, Drew, you hit one. What you want to, chime in on this?
I really wasn't even paying attention, man. I don't even know what y'all talking about, really.
But you hit one, nigga. Just,
I was watching this movie. I was finished up watching this movie. That's why I hit it.
Nah, man, I'm saying, motherfuckers say they don't want you no more, but then as soon as they see you with somebody, they want to get to going off and acting a fool.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't think he was wrong. I don't think he had. I don't think he. If she like, well, don't you think you owe me an apology? You don't think you being disrespectful? No, I don't think he owe you shit.
No, now she going too far. No, I don't think she. And I don't feel like the guy should be facing you or nothing like that. I just feel like it should be distance between two people when they break up. If that's what y'all decide to do. Y'all should be still hanging out with the same people in the same circle. Because it's going to be tension.
Well, I mean, like when she grabbed him, he was just like, I mean, you know, these are my friends. I can't talk to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, if you was with me, would you be talking to him? And he said, that's the key word. If I was with you, I'm not with you. Remember, you woke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she wants to throw drinks in his face and throw drinks on him and all that shit. I think he should have smacked the bitch.
Really?
All right.
I would have threw a drink back on her.
Mm-mm. Throw punch.
Oh, you want to throw drinks? Okay, let's throw drinks.
I'm throwing the whole goddamn glass, and I hope it's one of the ones with a thick bottom.
You trying to cut my
ass. Yeah, she said, I hope I don't have a bottle. I'm throwing a whole bottle on my ass.
I'm being violent. Look here, if you walk away from me, and I'm sitting there having a good time, it's guys and girls, you know, we all just having a good time, and you see a girl talking to me, but you just told me you didn't want me, so what the fuck am I supposed to do? Oh, because you sitting over across the room, I'm going to sit in the corner? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You get all violent, then I'd be like, "Well, let's go home to my house. Well, let's go to my house."
Really?
So what would happen if she didn't? What would happen if she didn't say nothing to you? That would have been fine.
You already told me you didn't want me no more.
Okay, so what if you see her talking to somebody?
Well, evidently,
you didn't want me no more.
Yeah, like
the
shoe was on the other foot.
You didn't want me, because you got somebody.
But if the shoe was on the other foot, like.
I mean, okay, you know what? You said, what you're saying is, okay,
if I went and told a female I don't want you no more, then I seen her with a dude talking to a dude, would I act the same way? No, I'm not gonna act the same way because I don't want you no more.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm truly done with you, I'm done with you. What's the point of, you know what I'm saying, me getting mad because you're talking to another nigga? I'm gonna go tell the nigga, hey,
yeah,
she good at this, she
I
bad
agree
at that. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for this because she sometimes get bipolar, but you know what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
Now you hate. You ain't got to do
now
it.
Now you hating.
How am I hating if I'm, how am I hating?
That's just a
if
different way of
going on.
That's just a different way of getting mad.
Oh, my God. Really? Really? I'm still going
to get...
do what he's getting himself into. Now I'm hating?
Yeah.
He may not get the
okay,
same.
Now let's say that she was on the other foot.
He may not. He may not get
a...
the same thing you get.
Mhm.
Really?
That's true.
Okay. Well, let's say the shoe was on the other foot, and the female did that. She hating?
Yeah.
Like y'all
right
be like, that nigga ain't no good. He don't work. He ain't got no job.
Yeah.
He smoke weed all day.
Yeah.
He drink all day.
Yeah, she hating.
Yeah.
She just hating.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going tit for tat with each other, but I gotta agree with them on this one. Yeah, you walk up talking about yeah, she likes sucking your dick from the back. What'd you say, nigga? I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me find that out on my own, man. I don't need you telling me that one.
Hey, okay, what I'm saying though. You don't think a nigga gonna have a little mad because y'all go to the club together as a couple? Then she want to tell you, oh, I don't want to see you no more. When you in the club now, she ain't tell you this before you came to the club. She ain't tell you this when you was on your way to pick her up. She wait till y'all get in the club and tell you she don't want you no more.
Oh, well, see, now that's fucked up now. Now that's something totally different. Now, I mean, if y'all broke up before this even happened, that was my thing. I'm saying if y'all broke up, yeah, if y'all broke up before,
oh,
you know,
the club,
right? You know,
in the club. Oh,
yeah.
You
just have to run into each other
at the club.
No. This is before. Let's just say this is like 2 weeks before we even went to the club.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, the whole scenario changed, and I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, because I'm about to say if I'm sitting there buying her a drink, and you walk up. Hey, Cash, she like a finger in the ass when you doggy style. What? Hey, hold on, man. Hold on, bro.
Now, I changed that if motherfuckers broke up 2 weeks prior to this, but I thought you meant like y'all went there as a couple and then in the club she decides she don't want to be with you no more. Yeah.
No. We finna go out. No, we finna go outside. We finna go back home.
We going back.
No,
home.
You ain't not. Hell yeah, we going
you
back home.
You ain't about to keep me. I'll find a ride home.
No.
You ain't
no
about to get me out this
you
club.
Ain't
exactly.
I'm about
that's
to party.
That's why I did it in the club. I need to be around some witnesses.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You talking about go back to the crib. How she gonna get there? Because I ain't taking
them. No, look here.
I'll find a ride. Don't worry.
I'm gonna
cool
tell you like this.
You broke up with me.
I done got all dressed up.
Because I'm not taking you.
I done got dressed up. I done called.
Yeah,
Think about the scenario, Dragon. Now, I done got all dressed up. I done called you. Hey, Dragon, shit, meet me at the club. Me and Boo, we going to be at the club in about half an hour.
I
got to
get this.
Mm-hmm. Get to this motherfucker. I'm hollering at you. What up, Dragon? What up, Drew? And she turned around. Oh, man, you need to talk. Talk about what, baby? I don't think this relationship working. Out to this motherfucking club to tell me this. No, I'm
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree with you, Dad. We going back home. I agree with you on that one.
We going back home.
Oh,
yeah,
no, you ain't about to pull me out no club.
I'm telling y'all like this. How she going to get there? She's not getting it. If that's
oh, yeah,
she
yeah,
happening
she,
to me,
she getting in the
getting
car.
I'm going
to make sure she get in the car.
Hey, she can stay her. She can
grab
stay
her right there. Right there, her phone home and pull her. We going to the car.
Oh,
she
my God.
In that club.
And he's being subtle because I'm gonna put you in a mother of all headlocks, bitch. Bring your ass
oh, wow
home.
This motherfucker got a a full Nelson like he can't put down. What the fuck?
And that motherfucking bouncer is gonna
man,
do a damn thing.
Man, you gonna leave
me at the club? Damn thing.
I ain't finna do a damn thing. He know better. I ain't finna do shit.
Well, yeah, you better sit your ass down, motherfucker. You just broke
my
heart.
Do with you.
Right, hey. This bitch just broke my heart. I'll kill everybody in this motherfucker. Now, what you want? You want her dead or all y'all?
See, I ain't going that far. Fuck that. I'm not sending no jail cells. I'm killing no female. There's no females out here. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to find another way to hurt her ass. I'm not, no.
I'm going
to tell you what's going to happen. She's going to say something in that car. I'm going to pull that car over. I'm gonna drive her ass out the car. I'm gonna drive the fuck off.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man, and I think H-Town said it best. Emotions make you cry sometimes.
Oh, dude, bro.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm
gonna be 100% honest. All them niggas, every nigga who say they don't cry is a motherfucking lie. Niggas
cry.
That's
true,
bro.
I agree with you on that one, bro. Don't cry.
Oh, I'm a nigga. Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with a nigga crying. Hell, yo, I bawled my eyes out at my mama's funeral. Shit, I'm a nigga.
Well,
I'm going
to tell you like this. I mean,
I bawled my eyes out
at
my baby
the type
mama.
Of
shit. Shit.
It was
man,
different
every
different
man
types of
cry over a woman, bro. Every man he cried over a woman. Every man.
You. It's different types of crying. It's different types of crying. It's the like you said, now, like your mother, that one goes
yeah,
without saying.
Different.
That's just a man.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
It has been situations where you actually love somebody that you know you might get to talking and you get emotionally choked up. That's that love cry.
Mm-hmm.
But that motherfucker that seen you that then told you in the club that it's over and you did just bought her fucking. You done bought her an engagement ring. You got the engagement ring waiting on your on her birthday to come, so you can surprise her with it. Now them tears, that's tears of a man that's finna go on the brink of insanity. I'm finna kill this bitch.
I've been there. You 100% right. I've been there, baby mama. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you saying, with the gauging ring on the motherfucker and waiting on her bro, okay? He done broke up with me at the club. I'm finna go get refunded, get my money back for this engagement ring, and go spend it on something for me. Fuck it.
Dog, I mean, you know, and I commend, hey man, and I bullshit you not. I commend you for it. I mean, you're a hell of a man to just be able to do that. I keep it real on this show. I keep it as real as I can, but and I gotta tell you, I'm not that good with that, man. I mean, shit. I remember I bought.
I'm gonna tell you the only reason I'm good with it. The only reason I'm good with it because I've been there and done that. I done sat in jail for whooping a
man. Come on.
Female broke up with
me,
right? Female broke up with me, right? Nah, man, I was in love with this shit. I seen her and a nigga walking down the street. I went and whooped dude ass. Beat the fuck out of dude. Put his ass in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? End up having to go to jail behind that shit. I said after that one time, fucking sitting in the county jail, eating the fucking bologna sandwich, I'm not coming back to this bitch for this bullshit. Never did it again.
So what made you do that, though? What made you do that to him?
The motherfucking I was... What Cass just said about the tears of insanity, motherfucker, I seen these two motherfuckers walking down the street, and a motherfucking tear came
and
out of my motherfucking eye, and I snapped the fuck off. Oh, fuck this. I'm finna go fuck this nigga up. When fuck that nigga up.
Well, you know what? I had one, but I'm not going to... I think it was more like he provoked it. He provoked it because, I mean, this was like back in the day. I mean, I was into my little gang shit, and I had this 6-point star, right? I had this big ass 6-point star, you know, and you know, I bought her a necklace and I bought her a little small 6-point star. So we had matching 6-point stars, you know what I'm saying? And she come home one day and her star gone. Hey, wait a minute, fuck is your star? She said. I lost it. I said, how the fuck did you lose it without losing the necklace? It fell off. Okay, whatever. Now, we go to the club. We go to the club, and dude walks up on me. And guess what he got on? The star. The 6-point star. He got the 6-point star on. And told me. Now, take in mind, we were, if anybody know about Gary, we were in the Bronx, you know. We were in the Bronx. The guy, he was from the Bronx. So, you know, if anybody ever been in effect back in the day or the Savoy, y'all know they used to be in that motherfucker deep because it was in their neighborhood.
Right.
So I'm going to say it was like four or five of us. It was like maybe four or five of us. And it's probably like 20 of them. And he walked up to the table I was sitting at and was like, motherfucker, if you got a problem with me, let me motherfucking know. I got your motherfucker starting, nigga. That's just what he told me. Mm. I stand up. My boy grabbed me like, man, we out. Nah, but there's no way. So I look at her. She's sitting at the table just crying. She crying. I'm like, okay. She crying. Now tears and start coming out my eyes. Dragon.
What's that crying for? You know what's been happening?
Yeah, I knew what was about to happen. I knew.
So that's
why
she crying,
so,
too?
Damn. Oh, yeah, she crying because she know what's about to happen, too. So, this motherfucker, and I mean, like I said, they ran the club. I mean, if, like I said, if you ever been in Gearing during back then at the Savoy, you knew the Bronx ran that club because the club was literally, when I say it was literally smack dab in the middle of their hood, it was smack dab in the middle of their hood.
What kind of
state
was that? The Bronx. What that is?
Vice Lords. All Vice Lords.
Oh, okay. Vice Lords. Okay. All right.
But and then that was the crazy part. He was folks though. He was folks.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because the motherfucker had my charm on. So now you know what I'm thinking. He had to get you butt booty ass naked to get the charm off. And he took you that.
Real.
Oh, no, he done took your,
right.
He done took your socks off, man. Your motherfucking naked.
Right. And stripped your ass.
That, right. Man, I look over at the table at her, man, and I mean, when I say she. Now, me and taking mind, me and her living together. Now, she crying her heart out. So I'm looking at her. I'm looking at him. My boy steady telling me, come on, let's go. We'll get him another time. This motherfucker had the bright idea to walk in that bathroom by himself.
Really? Open opportunity.
Doug, I went in that motherfucker.
You
boy, you talking about a wild man. Oh man, I tore the damn urinal off the wall fucking fighting this dude. Now, I'm not no stupid motherfucker neither. I know when he comes to, if I'm still in that club, they finna smash us.
When he comes to, you knock the nigga out?
Oh man, it got done. I mean, that motherfucker beating the dog shit out this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I'm not going to even say that the dude was a punk. I'm not going to even say the dude was a punk, but it was a blind rage. You know what I'm saying? I went into this blind rage. I'm not going to sit here and say he wasn't hitting me back, but I wasn't feeling nothing. I wasn't feeling nothing.
It was just
that rage, dog. And I know he had to be thinking, God damn. I know he had to be thinking, like, I'm hitting this boy with some haymakers. He not budging. He keep coming. Dog. So I sit down for a second, and I look at them, and I say, let's go. So we go running out. I mean, we hauling ass out the door. I mean, we power walking out the door. We look like a bunch of old women power walking. We hauling ass out the door. So we jump in the car. And the parking lot is so big. This parking lot is humongous. So we park at the other end of the parking lot, and we just sit there. We wait. Now it was like a countdown: 5, 4, 3, 2, and it looked like the club just exploded, like the doors just exploded. These motherfuckers running out. Where they at? Where these motherfuckers at? Where these motherfuckers at? I look at my boy. I say, pull off. So now, of course, you know I'm hollering. I'm all out the window. GD, motherfucker, GD, fuck y'all. So now I call her. I say, what time you coming home? She said, I'm not. It's like, what? That motherfucker didn't come home for a whole week. That motherfucker did not come home.
I wouldn't have came home either.
That motherfucker did not come home for a week. Finally, she walks through the door, and I'm sitting there. And I'm looking at her, and she looked at me, and I guess she said, well, fuck it. Either you're going to kill me now or whatever. Which probably was good that she stayed gone that week, because I probably would have killed her that night. But, I mean, that blind, that rage is a motherfucker, man. Them tears, boy.
Man, they got to They got a show on TV called Snap.
Yeah. That's just what it was. Oh, that's just what it was, man. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to sit there and tell a motherfucker that. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, man, fuck that bitch. I walk away from that bitch. Just like women. I mean, it's the same scenario. I mean, y'all, man, you know, you had your girl. Fuck that motherfucker. Just go get another motherfucker. I'll fuck another motherfucker. But it ain't always that easy. It ain't always about, okay, I'm just going to fuck another motherfucker and be done with you. Not if you done invested your time, your blood, sweat, and tears into this. You done put your heart all into this. And, I mean, it don't work that way all the time. But but it's always that one motherfucker to tell you it do. Oh, you need to do is go get, oh, man, go, like, come on, we going to go to strip club. You don't want to, man, when you hurt, you don't want to see no other bitch. You don't.
You don't want to do shit.
Right, hey, you could go get the finest, your boy could bring you the finest bitch in the world. You'd be, she's motherfucker be like super head. That bitch get the suck of your dick, you got tears coming out your eye. Maybe you can suck my dick just like this. Oh, Lord. Get up. What? Your boy. He crazier than a motherfucker. We got to do the caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller. Caller.
I've been out of there.
You said what now?
A long time ago.
Okay. I don't know who that was, but... I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, you got
one.
You got situations, I mean,
dude, you want to know how bad it got for me one time? I tried to drown my shit in a fucking bottle, man. I was at the motherfucking dude at the liquor store. When the shit happened, I was drinking every day, all day. The motherfucker at the liquor store knew what I was coming to get. At exactly what time I was coming, had my shit sitting on the counter. Motherfucking boys come
back.
Like, come on, let's go
liquor.
Here.
It's
let's
bad
go here. Let's
the
go
liquor
here, man. I ain't going nowhere.
You had enough.
Yeah.
Hey, trust me.
Come on, let's
I
go
know
here.
That feeling.
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm gonna tell you. I think the worst two alcoholic binges that I ever had is that night, and the night I found out that my daughter was pregnant. Those are two worst alcoholic binges I've ever had. I mean, at the Three Stooges, how they get to drinking, you hear like go 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 go,
fucking chaser.
That was me.
I'm drinking this shit straight out the bottle, holding the bottle.
Straight out the bottle. I ain't eating no cup, no nothing. Just straight out the bottle.
Shit, I remember my little brother came downstairs and took the bottle out of my hand. I told him if you don't put that bottle back in my hand, I was gonna beat his ass.
Well, since you put it like that, there you go.
So why is it y'all don't seem to ever understand when we act crazy? Like, we just be acting crazy for no reason.
Shit.
Y'all
there's a reason why we acting
y'all
crazy.
Y'all go through y'all moments.
of hysteria.
Yeah, yeah, but
emotional,
but a
emotional hysteria.
Yeah, but that was a good reason to go through emotional hysteria shit.
I'm sorry, I understand. You're right. It was.
But sometimes
same,
y'all just go
same,
emotional
the
hysteria for nothing.
The same type of stuff happens to us too, and y'all still will look
okay.
at us like, what the fuck wrong with this bitch? This bitch acting crazy as hell.
Okay, I got a
question.
He's
psycho.
I got a question
yeah,
for
y'all
you.
Do. Go ahead, Dragon.
Let's say, you know what I'm saying, I say I'm coming over your house, right, to see you. Now, you know there's only three ways I can get to your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to blow up because I won't tell you how I'm coming over your house. Motherfuckers, only three ways I can get over there. One of them eliminated because it's too fucking late.
Oh,
so what the fuck is I sitting here having this argument for?
Really?
She was in her emotional state. Yeah, really. I had that over that, and I had her blow up because I told her I was going to smoke a blunt and then I was going to come see her. I don't want you smoking and drive. Hell, I do this every day. I drive to Indianapolis and back every weekend for work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I'm in the motherfucking car on the 65 doing 70, blowing motherfucking Kush blunt?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
you
I'm
sound,
driving.
You
I
sound
see,
like me.
I could see if it was dealing with liquor and driving. Okay, yeah, I'll give you kudos for that. Don't let me drive drunk. But if I'm high, let me drive high.
Yeah, that's totally different too, bro. I agree with you. I'm in agreement with
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Why I got to get an argument over that?
Because the windows might fog up and then you can't see it. You might have an accident.
Bullshit. My car got heat. I'm going to fog the window. For one, I'm rolling with the back windows cracked because I'm driving. I want if the boys come up, I don't want to smell in the car, so the windows ain't going to fog up.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
So what's
I'm going to, I'm not going to lie to y'all, dog. I don't know how y'all do it, man. I do not know how y'all, I cannot drive high. I will sit at a stoplight, at a stop sign until it turns green.
Yeah, you talking about what?
Really?
Yeah, I saw that.
What you sit at this stop sign for? I'm waiting on the motherfucker to turn green. Seriously, man, I'm gonna tell you, man. That shit be having me going, man. I be.
Who you talking about?
Man, that damn.
You talking
weed,
about you can't
I
drive? You can't drive high because you'll sit outside.
That's
stop
the only way to drive. That's the
turn
best way to
hell
no,
yeah,
man. I'm...
I swear to God, for me, it's like. It's like I can see everything. Like everything is
yeah, me too. Bro.
My
senses
are home being like,
yeah.
I can see
yep.
motherfucking accident didn't happen before it happened, and I can avoid
like
that bitch. Man, I'm doing IndyCar driving around here.
Hey,
wait, hold on, stop, Dragon. What kind of weed you smoking that turns you into a psychic?
For real.
Shit, I'm smoking motherfucking. What the fuck was that? Motherfucking Kush, motherfucking Grape Ape,
yeah.
Motherfucking
Girl Scout
cookies,
yeah.
Motherfucking the lime green, diesel.
So,
shit, hell,
so
any of it. Only weed that don't get me like that is motherfucking Reggie.
Yeah, I only smoke that no more. That I retired that years ago. I'm through with that.
So Sandy, he already knew you was giving him a.
Oh, really? We back on that now? I open up the door for that one. Put my foot dead in my shit.
Yeah, you open the door for
but,
that one.
But for that, I hadn't smoked. So, no, I didn't have a premonition of that happening because I didn't smoke no weed.
It was the last hole.
I get into the motherfucking I will look at every fucking light, man. I mean, I'll be driving down the street like I've never noticed there's this many stoplights, or I'll be looking at the lights in the air like, damn, that's a lot of street lights on this street. Next thing, I mean, I'm going to tell you, since I've been down in Indianapolis, I smoked one time. And, man, I'm looking, I'm going down 38th, and I'm like, wow, look at all the streetlights. A lot of fucking streetlights. Not even paying attention to that red light that's in front of me. And I heard that, bam! Oh, shit. Oh, no, no, I got to pull over. This ain't going to work. I tell anybody, I'm not good at it. I mean, if I smoke weed, man, I'm going to tell you not. Don't ask me to smoke no weed and go anywhere. I'm not going. I'm going to go to sleep.
Boy, it's like me, though. I had me and Maddie meet so many times, boy. I got high and fell straight to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that great thing. Do that shit to you, though, for real. That shit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I don't know how I used to do it. But, because I'd be forgetting, you know, I'd be sober and be forgetting where I'm going. I'd be like, damn, I missed my turn, forgot where I was going. I don't know how I did it back in the day. Shit, I'd have been done, forgot where I was going and shit. Fuck that.
I swear, motherfucking driving high, make your ass drive perfect.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, you
most,
know.
Nah,
but,
I ain't gonna lie. Most motherfuckers, like, the police will get behind motherfuckers. Motherfuckers get spooked. Fuck all that. Yeah, okay. I'm already driving straight. I remember one time I had motherfucking police follow me on the E-way. Sheriff's. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to Indianapolis, so this is the Indiana State Troopers, right? I'm pushing 70, you know what I'm saying? This nigga right behind me. I just got through smoking. And I'm laughing because this motherfucker, I'm like, okay, you think you finna get me? Ha ha, whatever, motherfucker, you ain't finna get me. He followed me a nice little distance, right? I switch lanes, he switch lanes. I switch lanes, he switch lanes. So I pulled over to the side of the road. Now I'm high, you know what I'm saying? I pull over to the side of the road. Okay, you gonna, I'm gonna pull over, fuck it. What? So he stopped behind me like, what you pull over for? Because you follow me, like, for miles, and I just want to know what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, just no, you know, he came up with some bullshit. I'm like, all right. So I go back down the road. He go past me. I flame up the next one I was finna smoke. Most motherfuckers, yeah, like, that, most motherfuckers are getting spooked. I'm going to tell you now. Man, fuck all that. I'm going to tell you, if I'm drinking, I pull over and, hey, I dance a jig for him. Fuck it. What you need me to do? But if I'm high. See, man, I ain't drinking and driving because
I don't mind if I drive.
It's a difference. I mean, yeah, okay. Drink first, then drive. How you want to put it? I cannot do it with alcohol in my system because the last time I did that shit, you know, I got to take with Kobe.
You say I drink
what?
Drive.
Yeah, I drive.
I drunk a motherfucker
Jose.
I drunk a fifth of Jose and was going somewhere. The police hit my
you
should
have
been
going
to get some pussy.
Yes,
you should have been going
myself.
Strictly to get some pussy.
Ah, yeah.
Look,
how did you
just
drive?
Just drinking, you know what I'm saying?
A fifth of Jose.
Yeah, Jose
right.
Makes you do bad things.
Yeah, for real.
That motherfucker, I swear to God, the motherfuckers was like, it started off with one, and it was like five behind me.
Okay,
you,
you
know we've been following
that
you for 3 miles?
No.
I didn't know
you
told
it.
Hey, you should have told like Charles Barkley. Hey, look, I'll go and get my dick sucked. Shit. Hey, fuck it.
Say, all he was thinking about was that.
I did that one time. I did that one time. I think I read on light or some shit. The police pulled me over. What you in a big hurry for? Because I'm going to get some pussy, and it's a time limit. And it's time limit for me to get this pussy, so I'm trying to hurry up and get there for my time limit run out.
Bro,
you know,
what,
the cop didn't give me a
ticket. You got something.
Yeah, he didn't even
cool
say
like
that.
That.
He's like, okay, go handle your business.
You know the ones I can't stand? I can't stand the ones that come for the domestic violence. That motherfucker, he's so quick to wait. And if y'all notice, fellas, whether y'all right or wrong, y'all could be dead to the right. Them motherfuckers gonna handcuff you
And what's the first thing they do when they walk up to her? Here's my card. Motherfucker, you ought to dial 911.
Call me, girl.
Right, call me. I gotta let him. And then he tell y'all some more fuck shit like this. Yeah, you know, I gotta let him go. But I'm gonna take him around the corner.
This is a woman.
If he comes back, call me. If he starts some shit, call me.
Right. I mean, I ain't start no shit with her. Now I wanna fight you.
On that note you're talking about, I got one worse than that. You ever get harassed because your last name happened to be the last name of the cop? I was with my baby mama, and she was pregnant. And you know, when women pregnant, they got their cravings. So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. She wanted me to go to Walgreens and get us some orange juice and something. And I was in the city. I was on 75th and Vincennes at the light. Light was green. It was snowing. The light was green for me. I turned. Police was at the other light on the other side, but the light was red for them. So I turned. These punks pulled me over. Now, I'm driving on suspended license, right? They pulled me over. They wrote my name, put me in the back of the car. Oh, I used to gang bang. I used to be a GD. Oh, you a GD. What happened? What would happen if we was to take you over in the Vice Road Hood and drop you off and let them know? I'm like, nigga, I ain't stupid. They gonna try to kill my ass, motherfucker. What the fuck you mean? Then this motherfucker gonna say, oh, yeah, you a pedophile. What they call that when you molest children or whatever?
What, pedophile?
Yeah, they try to say I was pedophile. I'm like, motherfucker, you put a wrong letter in, wrong number in, some fucking where, because that's not me. Which she was lying. Get to the station now. They didn't take the car to the pound. They took the car to the police station. So I had to walk from 79th to 70th and Vincennes. Call a cab so my baby mama could go get the car. She come back telling me that she went up to the police station and dude was like, the officer was like, yeah, you know he shouldn't be driving a car. You know what I'm saying? He's giving the Andersons a bad last name. What the fuck? What kind of bullshit is that? So I got to go to court. I go to court. This motherfucker outside. I ain't say nothing to him. Did you go take care of your license yet? No, I'm working on it. Walked off. Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Man, that motherfucker's notorious for some shit. They get your ass if you ain't paying attention. I had one motherfucker the other
day. Or they fuck with you because of your last name?
Yeah, because he found out when he ran my name.
I said, or they fuck with you because of your last name.
Yeah, like, when I was growing up.
Like, if your last name is something, you know, and they fuck with you because they know your family fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I had that shit happen too.
Oh, yeah, the whole family fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm in high school, going home with book bag on, with books in my hand. Oh, you that little Anderson boy. You out here selling dope like your brother. Fuck you mean? I got a book bag and books in my hand, nigga. I just came from school. How the fuck am I here selling dope? Really?
But I will as soon as I drop these books out.
Damn right.
Honestly,
you fucked up. You called me before I got home.
I wouldn't be doing it back then. Now, later on, yeah. I dipped in the game, you know what I'm saying? But back then, I was straight nerd kid. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I was straight motherfucking school, doing homework, playing football. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and all this because of my brother. I'm like, what the fuck? So I went to my brother you just fucked my life up.
Shit, I got arrested for a murder. I got arrested for a murder. I was 18. Them motherfuckers, I mean, smacked that shit out of me. Told my mama they was going to smack her. Threw me all across the car. Now, check your mind now. I say this was 1991. I was 18. I got arrested for a murder that I did, that I supposedly done in 86, 87. Now, The motherfucker looked at me. Now, I got to go to court and everything. And the motherfucker looked at me, and the judge looked at me, and he said, how old were you in 86? I said, I don't know, 11, 12, I don't know. And they looked at him, and they said, "What? Wait a minute, this couldn't possibly be the same person." They say, well, they said my name, and I was like, I think y'all meant senior, not junior. These motherfuckers had arrested me for a murder my daddy didn't commit.
Damn. That's fucked up.
And the motherfuckers, and here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part, because the judge was like, well, you know your father's wanted for a murder, an attempted murder? I said, uh-huh. He said, do you know where he at? I said, uh-huh. I said, yeah.
Oh, really?
They said... The judge looked, and the judge had the stupidest look on his face. He said, would you be willing to tell us where your dad is at? I said, uh-huh. The judge said, you would? I said, yeah. He said, where is he? I said, Plainfield Penitentiary. What is he there for? Murder and attempted murder, you jackasses. Motherfuckers had had him all this damn time. Y'all just now realized, y'all done bought this old-ass warrant up. I'm like, you motherfuckers. And they like, if y'all don't let his ass go, let him go now. Man, motherfucker, police and gear is some stupid motherfuckers, man, for real. Motherfucker pulled me over last time I was in Gary. Now, I was behind the police. He pulled on the side and let me go past, then pulled me over. I looked at him and I said,
you're talking him too close.
I said, what you pulled me over for? He said, where you going? I said, home. He said, what you going so fast for? I said, I couldn't have been going too fast. I was behind you. Oh, I baited you. How the fuck you bait me? I'm like, if I was speeding, that means you were speeding. All these motherfucking killers out here, you baiting motherfuckers on traffic? Yeah, Gary's finest.
Well, I was going down South Street in Gary. I think I was going 65 and a 45 or something like that. It was like 55, 70 and a 45. And the police pulled me over. What get me is, why we need two of y'all to come to the car? I don't need both of y'all, one on my side, the other one on the passenger side, with his hand on his gun. So,
you look suspect.
Yep. You look like a suspect. Somebody did something, it was a female, and they got your ass.
Man, I'm not, she fit the description, black.
Exactly. So I roll my window down, the officer was saying, I know you seen us, and you just going to speed anyway. I said, well, why are you talking? Just give me my ticket. Like, I don't need I don't need you to talk to me. I mean, he came to the car like you my father. I can't believe you saw us and you were speed anyway. Okay, well, if you see I speed past you, give me my ticket. What day are you coming to me giving me some old lecture or some shit? That motherfucker looked at me like this, bitch.
Fuck, I'm gonna get shot.
Man, you didn't talk your way. You didn't talk your way into a ticket sport.
Hey, on some real shit nowadays, when I get pulled over, I tell these motherfuckers, I look at the window, I'm reaching for my wallet. Do not shoot.
One time I got pulled over, I was on my way from Michigan City when I lived in Mishawaka. And I was going to Mishawaka. It was probably about midnight or whatever. And the state trooper pulled me over. And I didn't have a license then. And it was, you know, he was a black officer. I mean, he was fine as shit. Do you know I left with his number with no ticket?
Hey, y'all get away with that shit. Y'all get away with that shit. You can't do that shit. We stuck.
Right, you can't even, I mean, you can't even talk to the, you can't
talk
to the lady officer. You like, hey.
How many times you think got pulled over by a lady officer, though, Cass?
Twice. I have, well, I take that back. One pulled me over to tell me that my plate sticker had expired, and it was 12 o'clock. Expired at 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock. She pulled me over. Oh, you know, your plate sticker just expired. Female didn't give me no ticket, nothing. Let me go. That's the only female officer I ever had pull me over. Every other one's been a male officer.
Well, I'm telling you, you know my definition. You know what I'm thinking. And what is that, young man? Fuck the police. What's your name? Hands against the wall. God damn, it was a joke, bitch. It was a joke.
Well, don't play that shit. Don't play with them with that one.
Sometimes you gotta talk, you know.
Fuck you.
Sometimes as a female, you know, you gotta, you know, talk your way out of it, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I was coming from the club too, so you know I was kind of like.
At least you say you gotta suck your way out of it.
Talk your way out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought I heard.
Damn.
Oh, he told me.
With it.
He told me when he got off, and believe me, he got that call.
Oh, my God.
He sure did.
Who was that officer that ran the streets that was fucking up everybody back in the day in Gary?
House.
What was his name? He had, yeah, House of his little crew. But he was related to one of my best friends. So I don't think I ever got no tickets up until I got older. Because we, you know, anytime they tried to pull us over something, they just would never give us tickets. Because they knew us, but everybody was always so afraid of them, and I just didn't understand why. I knew they was crooked than a motherfucker, but
shit.
I guess I understand all the shit they was doing.
Yeah, boy. It was when the foot race used to be on. I remember he told me, you little motherfucker I ever catch is a rap. Yeah, well, you going to have to catch me.
Nigga, you going to do your job with fucking with me.
Oh, yeah, you had to do your job fucking with me. I'm shit.
Oh, no, man. I told them when they came and got me, I told them, I said, you ain't even got to handcuff me because I smoke too much weed to be fucking running.
Shit.
Damn,
fuck that. I give a shit. You give me three steps, it's a wrap.
Damn, I'll be like this, like.
That little son, so bitch fast.
Them motherfuckers try to be so smart, but they dumb as fuck. Like, I've gotten rid of dope in the back of police cars. I done got rid of weed in the police station. Like, how is y'all so dumb that y'all don't know this shit?
Oh, man, I done dumb.
But y'all so smart.
I done dumb so much work in that backseat of their cars. It's ridiculous. Hey,
I had, like, I remember me and my brother and my guys, we went to the fucking project to get some motherfucking dope, and we're on our way back, and the motherfuckers pull us over because the car we was in, our guy told us that it was a rental car. It was a rental car that he never took back. You know what I'm saying? So,
so
we end up going to the police station.
Now stolen car.
Right. So we sitting there like, what the fuck, nigga? We want to whoop his.
No,
we just want to whoop his ass. Motherfuckers, we want to whoop his ass, but the police wouldn't let us do it and shit. So I got like eight balls on sitting in the fucking chain. You know, they got us handcuffed to each other, and the officers where they meet at. They means that it was in the Chicago police station, and they got the old vents in there. Shit, all that dope ended up in that motherfucking vent.
Oh, yeah, so you think it wouldn't? That was long, I just would have to take. All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. We got to get up out of here. All right, before we get up out of here, you know how we do it. We'll start with you, Candy. Any last words for us?
I had a good time. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Say what?
Damn, my bad, Dragon. You got your last one?
He Dragon Balls me down.
Right.
I'm not
calling him. You just gonna call him Dragon. I'm about done.
He got a bitch.
Okay.
I enjoyed the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Good to talk to y'all again, seeing that y'all still around. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Y'all keep it easy, be safe, and talk to you later, Jen.
Yeah,
That's what's up. Big Mike, you got last words?
Same time tomorrow. Same time.
All right, bro. Bye. Bro, flip flop.
you got
last words.
Yes, it was a great show. It was good talking with everybody. And just a PSA, you give me some weed, you ain't get no pussy, because I'm passing the fuck out.
Right now. Once again, girl, happy birthday to you. But check this out, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all know how we do it. Get on, log on, put your pictures up, post your blogs, whatever you want to do. We there. All right, we're going to leave with some parting words. And I'm just going to let it play and let y'all talk to y'all tomorrow.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops. Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying. Which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner? And that hoe can go grocery shopping.
Good night, y'all.